This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers, my sisters in Islam. Welcome back to Roaming Ramadan, Lessons on the Road. I'm still in the UK attending one of the largest conferences in the globe, and that is Light Upon Light. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah, it was a delight to see so many mashayikh and so many brothers and sisters involved in da'wah in this part of the world after such a long time. I knew them before, and it was, alhamdulillah, a delight for me to meet them in person for the first time. But this is not why we are recording this video. The reason why I'm recording this video is that I made a promise to myself since the October the 7th, and what happened in Gaza, in Palestine, in the past couple of months, I made a promise to myself that any lecture, any video, anything that I would do in public, I have to remind the people of our duty as brothers and sisters, as Muslims, toward our brothers and sisters in Palestine. And subhanAllah, one of the people who reminds me all the time of this issue is Sheikh Omar Sulaiman, who is part of the panelist speakers, mashallah, tabarakallah, with us. I have noticed, subhanAllah al-Azim, that every time we ask him a very general question, he must bring the issue of Palestine and Gaza in discussion and remind the Muslims of their duties and obligations towards this. Because my brothers and sisters in Islam, listen very carefully. Al-Aqsa Masjid, Jerusalem or Al-Quds or Baytul Maqdis, this city where Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa lies, is a matter of aqidah for the believers. It's not just a political issue. This is way beyond that. This is a matter of your faith. It's like if I told you, imagine with me, the Kaaba is now under siege. The Kaaba now is controlled by the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How would you feel? Would you just make dua? Will there be just sufficient making dua and that's it? We cannot do anything? Do not ever fall into that trap of the only thing we can do is dua. No, wallahi, we can do more than that. Number one, dua by default is something that we should do regularly. The Prophet said, "Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah." Dua is worship, is the essence of worship. You are fulfilling the purpose of your very existence by making dua day and night. So it's not just because what's happening to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, now you're going to make dua. No, you should make dua for them anyway. They've been in this misery for almost 80 years. So we should be doing dua anyway. Lifetime dua, 80 years, come on. So dua is one thing, don't quit it. But on the top of that, continue raising awareness about the issue. Let your children and the next generations and whoever is on planet Earth understand the rights and the plight of the Palestinians. Number three, find reputable organizations, charitable organizations that are sending aid and necessities to our brothers and sisters. Wallahi, they are suffering from poverty and hunger. Like I read the statistic just yesterday, 90% of the population of Gaza, they suffer hunger. They are hungry. And when hunger strike, my brothers and sisters in Islam, you can sense danger. You can feel that people will turn against each other. We don't want that to happen to our brothers and sisters in Islam. So help as much as you can. But as I mentioned, find reputable organizations. Thirdly or fourthly, put some pressure on your governments to do something about it. Now, South Africa had filed a case against Israel, who committed genocide act against the Palestinians. So do whatever it takes, whatever lawfully possible, to remind the people of the rights and obligation toward the brothers and sisters in Palestine. So this is my side now of the story. Insha'Allah ta'ala, later on when Sheikh Omar Sulaiman arrived to the hall, I'll take him aside and I will ask him that question. Why is it, Sheikh Omar, that every time you speak, since the October the 7th, you never let a speech or a video pass by just like that without bringing the issue of Palestine and Gaza to discussion? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all. Stay tuned until we bring Sheikh Omar to you, inshallah, in this special episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sanctified people. Allah has sanctified places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sanctified symbols. There is no place in the world, subhanAllah, where you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sanctified the place, the people, and the symbols. Masjid al-Aqsa, the first Qibla of the Muslims. The place where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led all of the Prophets in Salah. The place from where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended to the heavens. Al-Bayt al-Maqdis, the place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that we not only blessed the place, but we blessed ma hawlaha. We blessed everything that's around it as well. The whole land of Palestine is sacred. And finally, the people. If you were to take the ahadith about Ahl al-Sham as a whole, the people of Al-Sham as a whole, Palestine, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, subhanAllah, you could be reading all day and night. The Prophet ﷺ praised these people so much. Specifically, al-Murabitun, those that hold it down, those that insist on fighting back against the oppression in Palestine and making sure that they maintain their existence even as people seek to erase them on behalf of the entire Ummah. So there's no place where you find all of these sanctities combined. And so, therefore, our activism on their behalf, our voice on their behalf is also sacred bi-idhnillahi ta'ala.
Alhamdulillah. And Sheikhna, one last thing. I know I told you one question, but how can we maintain consistency in addressing this issue and not to just forget about it again after a couple of weeks or a couple of months?
Remind and be reminded. As the voices start to become less and as the work for Palestine starts to become less, then cling and attach yourself to the groups of people that are being consistent with it, inshallah ta'ala. So remind others when you see it being forgotten and let others remind you, inshallah ta'ala. Cling to those places where it's going to be remembered in the night time, and there'll be consistent work for it, inshallah.
Barakallah feek, jazakallah khair for all your service, Habibi.
Assalamu alaikum. Allah yakhlik, wa alaikum assalam, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.